Welcome back to Shoot the Bull, Deputy Ag Commissioner Drew DeBerry. You know, it's that time of year for black-eyed peas. You know anything about the legend?
Well, Tony, the legend of eating black-eyed peas on New Year's Day to bring a person good luck is a long-standing tradition. But did you know it has a storied past? Historically claimed as a traditional good luck food in the South, black-eyed peas gained even more fame when Elmore Thorne, who was the father of actor Rip Thorne, was hired in 1937 as the Agriculture and Forestry Director of the Longview-based East Texas Chamber of Commerce.
So what did he do to make the black-eyed pea famous?
Well, Thorne was hired to promote local businesses. At the time, Henderson County's only industries were oil, farming, and a pottery manufacturing plant. But there was also a cannery in town that canned many things, including black-eyed peas. Thorne would go on to campaign for the idea about good luck coming from eating the black-eyed peas on New Year's. The local chamber got on board and printed hundreds of flyers to promote it. Thorne even sent flyers and canned peas off to numerous editors of major daily newspapers to spread around the world.
Well, did it pay off?
Absolutely, and it continues today. At any grocery store in Texas, you'll see plenty of black-eyed peas this time of year. And Tony, while we're talking about this time of year, this is my last time to do this show with you. It's been a pleasure, and as we say goodbye to 2014, I say goodbye to you, and I look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Deputy Ag Commissioner Drew DeBerry. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.